May the peace of Almighty Yahweh rest upon you. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that Yahweh's anointing rest upon you, and that the desire above all things, your desire, is to please Him. Messiah declared unto the apostles, He said unto them, Go ye therefore, and you began to teach all the nations, the people, tongues, those that are walking in heathen practices, that do not understand the power and the strength of your way. He said, You go therefore, and you began to teach all nations. You began to submerge them, baptizing them in the name of the Father. Now, if any nation denies that, if a people deny that baptism, it is the spirit of a heathen, and it is a mind that is steeped in darkness, rejection, and denial of the power of Almighty Yahweh. That is what Scripture says, to baptize in the name of the Father. You have many of those that will protest, they will protect, they will declare that the King James rendition is the most proper, the most anointed text there is. And the ignorance of men today, if that is the case, my friends, what about the Apocrypha? That was a part of the 1611 King James. Do you deny the Apocrypha? How is it that men say that they know the power of Yahweh, and yet they deny the laws of Yahweh? That is a command. You go therefore, you began to teach all the nations, and you baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the authority of the Son, and by the leading and permission of the Ruach, or the Spirit of Yahweh. And Messiah said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And he said, Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. There was not Yahweh with a people today, for they denied the commandments, the laws of Yahweh. And they've gone about to establish their own righteousness. It has come by this Jezebel, this Isabel, known as the Catholic whorehouse, and all of those that walk in Protestant traditions, they are under the yoke and the power of that spirit of deception. You're not going to deny the Father's name and say that you are walking in the Spirit. He did not come in the name of Jesus Crusoe. That is not the Father's name. And if any man say that that is so, he is deceived. He is a liar, and his mind is twisted. When a man comes to the knowledge, the simplicity of that truth, then he must walk in that. Well, Pastor Roberts, I was saved in the name of Jesus. That is not so. You do not even understand what salvation truly is. I want to ask you a question. If that's the case, David declared, he said, I will drink from the cup of thine salvation. Psalms. He said, and I will call upon the name of Yahweh. Now, I understand what the rendition or the King James says and other translations. May I ask you a question? Who is the one that declares that the King James is the only authoritative translation of text, of Scripture? What a spirit of this age. And those that declare that there is no power, no anointing, and no spirit to resist the powers of darkness. They constantly walk in sin, in corruption. They will not deny their flesh of any of the dainties and the lustful things that the flesh desires. Scripture tells us in Revelation, as Yokohana was therefore a profound truth. He said, I saw another Melech, I saw this powerful being flying in the midst of the heavens, having the everlasting message or truth to be preached unto them that dwell on the earth, unto every nation and kindred, tongue and people. This is the message. As he began to declare, he began to cry, said with a loud voice, first of all, fear Yahweh. Well, I fear God. What God do you fear? There are tens of thousands of gods. There is only one Yahweh. Self-existent, has no beginning or no end, and he made all the deities and the ones that you call God, your Crusoe, your Jesus. This is a manipulation by the power of hell. And that is what Satan has done. He has taken that pagan name. It is a name that is only 500 years old. It is less than that. Because in the original 1611, it is Jesus. That is the name. Now, how do you derive or deduct Jesus or Jesus out of Jesus? It is your lying traditions and the doctrines of darkness and the powers of hell that is deceiving the minds of many today. They have no power and no anointing at all. For the Moloch declared with a profound utterance that there is a message that must be declared unto all kindreds and tongues. That is the message of the everlasting kingdom of Yahweh. Saying with a loud voice, first of all, fear Yahweh. You must give honor unto him. What a statement. Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 and 7. He said, honor Yahweh, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. Which God are you worshiping? Zeus? Molech? Molcham? Which one? Who is the God of your strength? There is only one that has created all things, and he is Yahweh. He came in the power of salvation, Yahshua, unto man, to deliver him in the body of flesh. Any man did deny that the power and the strength of Yahweh began in the flesh of Messiah, is a liar and a deceiver. So what is the message of this hour? It is the message of this everlasting kingdom of Yahweh. Nothing vile, unclean, unpure shall enter into that kingdom. Men today, because of this Gnosticism, every kind of heathenistic doctrine, every kind of perception, every kind of philosophy has been incorporated in what we call, what you call the way of salvation. It is not salvation. This Jezebel has taught a false deception of what salvation is. And the way you understand salvation, or the Yahshua of Yahweh, you must begin in the Torah. You cannot start in what we call the New Covenant. You must begin in the Old Covenant, and it will bring you to the strength and knowledge of the New Covenant. In the New Testament, you can't deny one or the other because it is a witness of truth. The old witness to the new, and the new witness to the old. And what Satan has done, he has sent forth this legion of dark powers. And they reward them quite handsomely that deny the name of the Father. There are not many going into the kingdom. There are only few that will find this way. Men reject Yahweh's name. You're not going into the kingdom. He said, you go baptize them in the name of the Father. Yet men say, I will baptize in the name of Jesus Crusoe? How can that be? I do not believe that care for baptized in that name. And they will say, well, that is a perfect English transliteration. Lies! He was not an Englishman. He was brought up in a Hebrew culture. And his name has never changed. Messiah. He is the Yeshua of Yahweh. He is the salvation of Yahweh. Well, my friend, I don't believe, Pastor Roberts, that Satan has the power to do that. May I ask you, as Yahweh had made those that were pure in their motive and intent, yet by his subtlety, he deceived Eve. She was caught in transgression. And that is what this woman today, this Jezebel, what you call, quote, the church, she is caught in deception. She is under every bay tree, laying with any kind of strange pagan spirit there is. They want to interchange the name of Yahweh, Yahshua, with Jesus Crusoe. Cannot be. His name is one, the Father and the Son. The name is one. There is a distinct name, and it is inseparable, and you cannot separate that name. My friends, you that are listening, that want to understand the true plan of salvation, listen, you can go to our website. You simply, if you have internet, you type in www.yahwehsword.org. www.yahwehsword.org. And we have messages there that will show you the plan and the power of salvation, what it derived from, how we are delivered, and it has not come by this understanding that has been preached to us out of this pagan Jezebel, this harlot that has no understanding and revelation of what truth is. There is no way that Yahweh is going to allow a nation and a people to reject his name. He is the one of authority. And in that name is the power of his authority, his might, his spirit is all in his name. You cannot reject his name. Woe unto a nation that does that. You that want to understand and know the salvation of Yahweh, go to our website, www.yahwehsword.org. And there are messages there concerning the call, the elect, the chosen, the faithful of Yahweh, salvation, the plan of salvation. And you will see scripture upon scripture from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and you will see the plan of salvation in its perfect order. Do you not understand, most of you all, when you call yourself getting saved, they will tell you go to the New Testament. Not so. You cannot deny the old. And this wicked generation, that Yahweh is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, and yet they say deny him. It cannot be, my friends. You cannot deny Yahweh. When a man denies him, then woe on to him. You must be baptized in the name of the Father, by the power, the authority of the Son, for he gave us authority to do that. He did not say, go ye and teach all nations, baptizing them. He said, baptize them in the name of the Father. He did not say, Crusoe, or Jesus. He said the name of the Father. Now this perverted generation will say, well, that's Jesus Christ. How can it be? It can't. It's a deception of darkness. It's a divided kingdom. Oh, well, I preach in that name. Do you not understand? We look at what things we call that have been started in the name of Christ. Crusoe. Jesus. We look at what we call the great healing ministries of Oral Roberts. Jack Cole. Catherine Kuhlman, all of these people. And yet, where is the strength of that today? because Satan's kingdom divided cannot stand. And the kingdom of Yahweh is not divided. That's why the Son did not come in a name that was different than the Father's name. And this generation said, Jesus saved me. No, Yahweh, salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. Cannot be, my friend. This is a wicked and adulterous generation. It is one that is seeking after nothing but signs. And that's it. They're seeking after those things that bring some kind of appeasement to their flesh, to give them some comfort that you're always with them. And it is not so. I want to read some scriptures to you tonight. I want to begin in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. I want you to hear what the word of Yahweh says. I want you to hear it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. It says, for the mystery of iniquity, this lawless one, or the mystery of lawlessness, doth already work. Now Yahweh says, as Saul declared by the Spirit, but the one that restraineth him, or the only he who led it, and he is the one that restraineth him, he has continued until he is made to appear in the midst of those. So he that letteth will now let until he is taken out of the way. And it says, and then shall the wicked, this lawless one, he will be revealed, whom Yahshua shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. With the breath of his mouth he shall destroy him. And this honorable appearing of his coming shall destroy the very presence or even the very strength of his work. He says, look at this now. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working Shaitan, that is this one, this beast, this false anti-Messiah. He's going to be endowed with the power of darkness by Shaitan, and that is the truth. And much of this that has been taking place, those that say they're doing it in the name of Jesus, it is the power of darkness. I want to show you something. Well, Shaitan cannot perform miracles. Well, if that's the case, we will see what your King James says. We will see what your translation says. It says, this one who is coming after the working of Satan with all power now, and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish. Why? Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. What is the love of the truth? What is the truth? Is the truth in the name of Crusoe, Christ, Jesus, Jesus? No, truth is not revealed, or the power of truth is not revealed to man. Why? Because they continue in sin. You got faggots, you got every kind of pervert telling you that they can do this in the name of Jesus. They don't even fear the name. They're hokey-tokes. Their Christmas celebrations, their pagan activities, they do it all in the name of Jesus. And they don't even fear it, have no fear. And the scripture tells us in Revelation, well, the message of the kingdom, or this message that shall be preached in the last hour, it shall be one that first of all fear Yahweh. And we began to give praises unto his name, this one that is coming. And the spirit that is working in men today. Well, Pastor Roberts, you don't believe in the healings of Yahweh? Well, certainly I do. I believe in the healing, the laying on of hand, because Scripture tells us that. If one be sick amongst us, it tells us who to call, the elders. And they shall anoint that one with oil, and if that one has sin, you understand, the sin shall be forgiven, they shall be cleansed, and the effectual fervent prayer of those righteous men, it will avail much, and they shall be delivered. I believe that if a man resists the powers of hell, submitting himself unto the word of Yahweh, he just simply resists the devil, and he shall flee. Well, why are all these things transpiring in the world? Because of the deceitfulness, the wickedness of man, because of their religious practices and their traditions. They're given over unto strange gods. They don't know Yahweh. And that's the truth. Scripture says that this one that is coming, he's coming in the power of Satan. With all power now, now that is the adjective that it used in your King James. With all power, signs. Signs and also lying wonders. They're going to deceive the minds of many. They're going to be deceived. They're going to be taken under this amusement, this power to deceive them. Why? Because this is a generation that is only satisfied with what it sees. Faith comes by the hearing of the preaching of the word of Yahweh. This is not a generation. That's why men are always trying to prove Yahweh. They're always trying to have the little relics like this whore, Catholicism. She has what they call the cross. She has some of the last bread and the last supper. What a Jezebel. What a lying deception that she walks in. You tell me that she used the same name that you use, Jesus? She's your mother. That's why you use the name Jesus. His name is Yahweh. He did not claim that name Jesus. He is Yahweh. And the Son Yahshua came to bring honor and power unto the Father. He says, coming with all deceivableness, with deceitfulness, deceivableness. He's going to deceive many. It's going to be done through a law of unrighteousness. Why? Those that perish. They will not receive the love of the truth. They don't love the name of Yahweh. What a sad generation. Their tradition, they are so blind. Their tradition make void the word of Yahweh. What were his laws? His commandments. They will commit sin, adulterous men, calling themselves pastors, prophets, evangelists. Can't be. A man that committed adultery with a woman, he hates his own soul. Now, how could he love someone else's soul? They're liars. They're charlatans. They don't even know Yahweh. They don't. A man that commits adultery with a woman, he hates his own soul. How can he love your soul? They're lying, deceitful prophets. That's why scripture says many false prophets. They are their mother, this Jezebel. They're of her spirit. Well, Pastor Roberts, I don't believe that Satan has that power. Are you reading from your King James? Let me go a little farther. Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. Yokohana says, look what he says, Revelation 13, verse 11. He said, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like the lamb, and he spake like this vile dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him. And look what it says now, and he causeth the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast. Why? Whose deadly wound was healed. It says, and he doeth. Is that not what it says in Revelation 13:13? And he doeth great wonders, miracles, signs. He doeth great wonders so that he maketh far come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. That's what it says. He does great miracles, great signs. Messiah sent for the word of Yahweh and it healed. When a man truly preached under the anointing, it will go forth, it heals, it casts out every vile spirit, it binds every power of darkness. It is the preaching and the power of preaching today. He said, and this false beast, this false prophet, and he doeth great wonders, so that he make it far come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. You that declare in the name of Jesus, what kind of wonders are you doing? I was listening the other day, or I was reading a letter, and I see how this prophecy club is promoting this woman calls himself an apostle. He says that he has seen the dead raised. They all declare that. Have seen the braces and things taken off, folks. They have it on tape. That's what he declares. And yet they're having a gathering, and it's going to cost $25 to get in. And they're doing it in their whorehouses, all in the name of Crusoe. I believe that in this hour, saints, the healing power of the saints, that there's a peace about them. Saul, he rejoiced in all of his infirmities and all of the trials. Even when Yahweh sent a messenger, that's what he was, a messenger. He was an angel, a wicked thing. He sent a messenger
from Shaltan to buffeted him. And Saul sought Yahweh thrice, and he answered him. Don't you know that Saul could have cast any demon out? He could have bind any spirit. Yahweh answered and said, my love for you is sufficient, Saul, or my grace is sufficient. And Saul said, I rejoice in my infirmities, my affliction, that the power of Yahweh may be made known. He sent a messenger to buffet, simply to strike his flesh, to hit him. And it says in Revelation 13:13, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Make fire come down? I don't think that Jack Cole did that. I don't think that Oral Roberts did that. Oral Roberts built them a hospital. He was serving that God. The God. Yes. That God of healing. His scepter. His serpents. That is the sign of that God. I can't recall his name, but I will recall it, my friends. And that is what Oral Roberts did. That was the power that he was under, that God. So he built a monument unto that God. He built a hospital unto the power of darkness, and he brought men in and said that now they're healed by formaldehyde and deception of hell, and there is no healing in their medicine. That's what Oral Roberts did. He built a memorial to the name of his God. It wasn't Yahweh. For by the stripes of Messiah we are healed. I believe that. And I believe that he has given us power over every serpent, every power of hell, that we had put them under our feet. No, we just resist them. Shaltan, I resist and rebuke you by the power of Yahweh. He has no authority. None whatsoever. You're not going to bind him. Why? Because Yahweh has given him the free range for a season. Messiah is going to bind him. He's going to chain him and put him in the darkness of hell where he's going to be tormented. And that's the truth. It says in Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. Listen to me, my friends. You that do not understand truly what salvation is, go to our website, www.yahwehsword.org. And we have messages there. You listen to them. They're free to listen to. And you that do not have internet, you can write me. And I will send you out a CD concerning that. You simply address your letter to me. Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller. M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road. Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina. Or you can call me. Area code 843-658-6222. Leave your name, address, and your zip code and say, Pastor Roberts, send me out a message concerning the salvation of Yahweh. And we will do that expeditiously for you. Listen to what it says in Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. It says, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet. Listen what it says. Now, this is in your King James. The false prophet that wrought miracles before him. Now, is that a mistranslation? If you are, who are, did miracles, you tell me that the beast did the same thing, or it is the same descriptive superlative to describe what he did and what Yahshua did. It said, who wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worship the image. And they both were cast alive into the fire that burned with brimstone. Now, he did miracles, what Scripture says. Well, Pastor Roberts, that has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with us. Well, I will read you something then. And I want you to answer me this. You says, we are not going to be taken by that. Well, I want to read something for you, my friend. Because I know that in this generation, this wicked, corrupt generation that love their crucial, they don't love Yahweh. They love their religious acts and their deeds that have been perpetuated or strengthened by this Jezebel that has given strength to the lies, that have taken out the name of the Father and replaced it with pagan titles and names of other deities It has all been taught in what we call the King James and all of the other translations. And that is the truth. Yahawah says to every assembly, you that have spirit, let it be what the Spirit of Yahweh saith unto the assemblies. And that is what he says. What the scripture tells us. Listen to this. Matthew chapter 24, verse 24. Now do you believe this? I'll read it like it says in your King James. For there shall arise false, should not be antichrist, but false messiahs. It says false prophets, and shall so show, what does it say? Great, profound, that's what that adjective means. Great signs and wonders, great miracles, false prophets doing that. Those that are anti-messiah, they hate the name of Yahweh, they're anti-messiah. And yet he said, in this hour there shall arise many. Because this is an adulterous generation that seek after a sign, and there was no sign, or there shall be no sign given, but the sign of prophet, or the prophet Jonas. And so this is a wicked generation. All it wants is a sign. Now, scripture says there shall be false messiahs. They say they come in the name of Crusoe, Jesus. He said, and false prophets. They have the power, the doctrine, and the teaching of hell. And he said, they shall show great signs. They shall demonstrate great signs. They shall do things that will mesmerize the mind. I'm telling you, my friend, you better get the mind of Messiah in you. Whereby he that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. That was the message unto the assemblies with this profound proclamation of the revelation of Messiah. And the whole account of that revelation, it was predicated upon you having the ability to hear what the Spirit says. He said they're going to be false prophets, liars and deceivers, and they're going to show great signs, and they're going to do great wonders. Now that's what your King James says. Listen, in so much that it's going to be such a profound act they're going to do, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect, the call, the chosen, and the faithful. Those are the very elect. The elect of Yahweh. And there's another doctrine of lies talking about the elect and the very elect. There's only one elect. When Yahweh chooses one, he has taken the very point to do that. The very elect. He said, if it was possible, they would deceive the very elect. They would deceive the chosen of Yahweh. They would do such profound things that it would deceive the mind of men today. That is what it will do. Is an apostle one that will charge someone to come into a place to be prayed for? Is that so? Messiah sent forth the word. He preached, and the folks were healed. He went to places where he never healed, where he never laid hands on anyone at all. What man was any greater than Yahawah, the baptizer? And yet he performed no miracles at all. And yet the people believed the preaching of Yahawah, the baptizer. This kingdom message. And that is to fear Yahweh. Men do not even fear their gods. They will commit adultery. They will fornicate. They will lie. They will do every kind of conceivable sin there is. They're charlatans. They're false. They will speak against things they know nothing of. They have no power to discern. They're arrogant. They're proud. They're full of mischief and wickedness. When a man denies the name of Yahweh and began to speak vehemently against that name, something is wrong in the man's spirit. Look what it says in Yahawah Mark. Mark chapter 13, verse 22. I like the way Messiah says it here. It says, for false messiahs and false prophets shall rise, and they shall show signs and wonders. What a word that he used, wonders, to mesmerize. He said to what? To seduce. If he could, he would seduce the very elect. If it was possible, he would seduce even the elect. Now, it says in Mark 13:22, it calls them the elect. It calls, says in Matthew 24:24, it calls them the very elect. So do you have two groups of people there? No, it's this Jezebel spirit, this lying doctrine that has been purported and taught. And people receive this, why? Because they don't search scripture. They're blind dogs leading the blind. They're falling into the ditch or into the ravines of their religious practices. And they don't even know how to get from under this Jezebel, this whore, this harlotry spirit. I was saved in Jesus' name. You were saved. You that are truly saved, you were saved because Yahweh before the foundation of the earth, He preordained that. Scripture tells you that. You that do not understand this plan of salvation, please go to our website, www.yahwehsword.org. We have messages there that will enlighten you and give you a bright understanding of what the salvation and the plan of this Yahshua of Yahweh is. www.yahwehsword.org, our website. And you will hear, as you can listen to these messages, you that will call me, area code 843-658-6222. You can call now. Leave your name, address, and your zip code, and we will send you out a message concerning the salvation of Yahweh. It will bless you, and it will certainly strengthen you. Are there two types of people, the very elect and the elect? Or is it just one election? It's only one election, my friend. Just one. It says in Revelation chapter 16, verse 12. This is what it says. And the sixth Moloch poured out his bowl or his vial upon the great river. Look at what it calls it. Now look at the adjective that scripture used here. Listen to me. It calls it the great river Euphrates. And the waters thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Now look at what it says in the 13th verse of Revelation 16. I want you to hear this. Yohanan says, and I saw three unclean spirits, do you hear that? Like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast, this world government that follow after Satan, this religious whore that follow after pagan deities, pagan names. He says, so these unclean spirits come out of the mouth of the false prophet and the mouth of the beast. Look at what it says now. Revelation 16, verse 14. For they are the spirit of devils. What? Working miracles? Do you hear that? You tell me the spirit of devils can work miracles? Look at a man like Jack Cole. He died a drunk cutter. And a drunk stupor in a car accident. Look at William Brenham. Look at the doctrine of William Brenham. Look at what these men taught. Look at all robbers that have built a monument unto a god of darkness. You tell me this is the power of Yahweh? It isn't, my friends. We've been doped. We've been deceived. But my friend, if you're listening to Pastor Roberts, you haven't been bewitched. What a man is bewitched, he cannot obey the truth. And Yahweh has not allowed the Spirit to bewitch you. O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? How did you be guided in the Spirit? And are you going to perfect things in your flesh? You're looking for fleshly things? Is that what you take a delight in? Now we rejoice because we have a new name written in the book of life. It says, these unclean spirits, they came out of the dragon and the beast. Now, that's what the scripture says. Now, either Mr. King James did, or the translators did not actually put the right word there. Now, I'm not trying to be facetious. I will not mock the word of Yahweh. I will not mock scripture. But everything that man has done is not scripture. We must go back to the Torah, the prophets, and David, the Psalms. Messiah said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them. How can this wicked generation, this amassing of this harlotry spirit, they're unclean spirits. That's all it is. He said, I saw them working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world. For what? To gather them together to battle on the great day of Yahweh Almighty. He said, behold now, he shall come as a thief. Blessed is he that watch and keep his garment, lest he walk naked and see not his shame. Blessed are those that know the power, spirit and the strength of Yahweh, and they're not walking in the carnality of fleshly religious practices that have been handed down by this Jezebel. She's handed them down to the apostolic, to the Baptist, to the Pentecostals. She has handed them down to all. Hear these folks say they have the power of Yahweh. They will not keep the Shabbat. They do not keep the laws of Yahweh. They reject that. They have no anointing, no power at all. Oral Roberts, all those years, he understood the laws of Yahweh, and yet he rejected that. He rejected the profound truth of Almighty Yahweh. We can see that's evident now. He has built a memorial unto his God, his healing power. They have no authority, no power. These are unclean spirits working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth. A man like Oral Roberts, the kings received him. They accepted him. And yet Messiah, when he was brought to the king, he was granted visitation that they may condemn him and destroy him. And yet these men have gone to all the kings. They sat before the kings, the armed thrones and all of them. Why? Because the name that they went in, it was not the name of Almighty Yahweh. When Moshe went in the name of Yahweh, Pharaoh rejected him. He did not embrace Moshe. When Yosef was in Potiphar's house, that Jezebel spirit, that Catholicism, that Catholic whore, his wife, tried to seduce him that he would disobey Yahweh. And he would not receive that. With Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when those men were in the house of Nebuchadnezzar, they were not bowed down to their gods. And they're bowed down to their Jesus. They're bowed down to their pagan Easter, their pagan holidays, their pagan Christmas, their pagan rituals and lies. And they do it all in that name. You can't associate anything vile and filthy and pagan with Messiah. No scripture was not written in Greek. It was filled with idioms of all kind of pagan things. And these men that think that they're intelligent and bright spiritually, they have no power to do any research. He tells us to search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. What scripture were he telling them to search? There was no New Testament. He telling them to search the Torah, search the Psalms, search the prophets, for everything that they said, Messiah fulfill it. There's not a new word. His word has not changed. It is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. But it's the wickedness of man and this corrupt generation. You, my friend, that are listening, hear this preacher tonight. You that say, I was saved in Jesus' name, baptized in that name, will you go to our website, www.yahwehsword.org. There are messages there. There are players there that you can click that on, and you can listen to messages, download them, record them, pass them out, and you will get a thorough understanding of how the salvation of Yahweh, Yahshua, came about. It is not how it has been taught by this deceptive whore. No difference at all. They got to continue to be cleansed. She just called for penance. Yet you got to be prayed for, hands laid on every time your symbol come together. That is the spirit of this Jezebel. It is an unclean spirit, and it is not the spirit of Yahweh. For whom the Son makes free, he's free. I'm a free man, free born, born of the spirit, the Ruah of Yahweh. It is the same spirit done in a different way. Catholicism teach penance, penance, penance. And yet this her daughters teach lay on her hands, cast it out, cleanse it, a constant thing. It cannot be so. Once he has purged us, we are purged, my friends. And that is the truth. Messiah said, I do all these works. The works I do, they are my Father. If I do not do these works of my Father, he said, don't even believe me. Though ye believe me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me. And I in him. He said, that's why. The works that I do, you better know that the Father's in me. Don't tell me that the Father is in you and the power of Yahweh is in you when we're not doing them in his name. Then when a man comes to the knowledge of that truth, he must walk in that truth. Messiah said, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. The healing, raising of dead is not of my Father. Don't ye believe me. But if I do, though ye believe me, believe the works. That ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. That this is my Father's statement. Now how can we do that? Yet the devil will work miracles. That's what scripture says. We can reject that, but it doesn't make it naught. It says that they shall work miracles. Great signs shall be made known. Great things, signs shall be done. Great wonders, Revelation 13:13. He doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from the heaven. Why? To deceive all those under delusion that are not sealed with the name of Yahweh. That is our seal, his name. We are sealed by him. Yahweh is the Spirit. Messiah said, I will pray to the Father, and he will send you another comforter. He will send his Spirit. That's what he said. Yet they have made that in this triumph of lies and deception. Why? Because it came from the mother of all whores. She is just like Islam and all the other pagans. Men say, and I've heard it so many times, believe me, we use the capital letter G, we know we're talking about our God. Well, any heathen God, when they identify that God, they use the capital G. How does a man know that you're talking about a capital letter G God? That makes no difference at all. If you define that word God in any dictionary, it all means the same, whether it's in the lowercase or the capital case, it is the same. It's an ignorant generation. Blessed is he, as they began to cry, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now what name, what Lord was he? If that is the case, what Lord is he? They spell his name, L, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. But they spell Yahweh's name, capital L, all capital letters. And yet they say, blessed is he that cometh in the name. What name did Messiah come in? He came in the name of the Father. This is a generation that is going to be deceived. Yahweh is setting them up for these delusions. He is. I want to ask you a question. Scripture tells us in the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. It talks about one by the name of Stephen. He was full of, first of all, faith. And he was full of power. And he did great wonders and miracles among the people. Now, if Stephen did great wonders and miracles among the people, and it says that, and he doth great wonders, Revelation 13:13, how can that be? Turn to Acts 6:8. It says, Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles amongst the people. It says in Revelation 13:13, it's talking about the false prophet, the beast, and he doeth great wonders. You tell me that the descriptive projection of what the beast will do is the same as one full of faith and power? Is that so? You tell me they both doing great wonders? We have not searched the scripture. He did great wonders, and the scripture said he did great wonders. And miracles. Says Stephen did miracles. It says in Revelation 19:20, and the beast was taken in him, the false prophet that wrought miracles. And this man was full of faith, power, and yet it says that the beast did the same thing that he did. That's what scripture says. It tells us that they arose out of this dark synagogue, those, yes, it was a synagogue, it was not the temple of, it was not the house of Yahweh, these libertines, these Cyrenes and the Alexandrians. They began to dispute with Stephen. Well, because he did it in the Father's name. He did not say in the name of Jesus. Was the English translation? No. That is the law of all languages. You never change a man's name. A person's name is the same. I don't care what nation he is born in. That is the law of grammar. Search it out. That is the courtesy of all grammar, languages. They never. That's why you can't change the name Osama bin Laden. That's why you can't change the cleric that was killed all the day in Israel. Yassin. Aman Yassin. You just got to learn how to say it. You cannot change the name of Colonel Libya's strongman, Muammar Gaddafi. You cannot change the name of Russian's prime minister, the president of Vladimir Putin. That's the law of language. When Mr. Bush goes to Russia, they will call it Mr. George Bush. They don't change his name. That's the purity of language and grammar. Yahweh, he spoke in a language, a Hebrew tongue that was not filled with idol and pagan type of identities. The Greek language was full of that. And that's why this pagan lie, that's why Satan has done a wonderful job to deceive the minds of many, to say, well, the New Testament was written in Greek lies. It could not have been. It was written in the Syriac, the Aramaic language, Hebrew. It was not written in Greek. It was the language of commerce for the bourgeois. The lowly person could not even read Greek. They could not speak Greek. It was an arrogant language. The Greeks were arrogant. Why? Because they had nothing. They were nothing. And that is the truth. So here this man was full of the power of Almighty Yahweh. And what it was, why did they want to destroy him? Why? Because they were not able to resist the wisdom that the spirit which he spake by. And that's what we're going to have the wisdom and the spirit that we speak by. All hell, nothing they can do. And all hell rolls up against him. Well, they destroyed him. They killed him. They cannot resist his wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Then they were so stubborn and so wicked, they said, we have heard him speak blaspheming words against Moshe and against, do you think they said against God? Against the name of Yahweh. Because that is the name that he spoke at. And so they said, we have heard him speak blasphemous things, lies, the deception. And that's what this nation is filled with, lies today and deceptions. You tell me that the false prophet and the beast are going to do the same kinds of things that Yahweh has done? Jeremiah 32:21 tells us, and he brought forth his people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with a strong hand, with a stretched out arm, and with great terror. Now that's how Yahweh brought out his people out of the land. Yet it says that this unclean spirit, these three unclean spirits, they came out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beasts of the false prophets, the spirits of devils, working miracles. That's what they're going to do. That's what Scripture says. Revelation 16:14. And we are in that time today, my friend. It says in Revelation 13:13 that he doeth great wonders. It says in Revelation 19:20 that the false prophet, that he wrought miracles before them, signs. Yet Yahweh delivered his people with signs. Is that the true translation? Are the words right? Did it make him comparative to his power, comparative to Almighty Yahweh? This is an ignorant generation. Blind leaders, they're blind dogs leading the blind, this blind mass. Yahweh sent it forth. Stephen, they cannot resist the power of his words. Why? Because he was full of wisdom. He was full of the Ruah of Yahweh, and he spake unto them. And so the only thing they could do is say that he's blasphemous. He's blaspheming the name of Yahweh. Don't you know that is the spirit of anti-Messiah? He's going to blaspheme the name of the Father and all those that dwell in the heavens with Yahweh. That's what Scripture says. And so the way to allure this wicked generation, because it's adulterous, it's wicked, he's going to send forth signs. Oh, I believe in the signs of Yahweh, my friend. I believe in the mighty healing, the mighty power. For I'm healed by his power, by the strength and the anointing of Yahweh. My mind is complete. My spirit is complete. I am whole. Well, what about your physical body? Because there is a decaying process in it, and it's going to die. It is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. Everybody is going to die. As you look in the old and the covenant, how men like Abraham and Moshe, their eyes began to grow dim, and they left this earth. Yet our strength is in the knowledge and strength of this profound wisdom that he is showing to his people in this hour, that his name is the name above all names. And you're going to have to call upon that name, and there's only one name. It's not Jesus, it's not Crusoe, it's not Christ, it's Yahweh. And in that name you will find the power of Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh. May the peace of Yahweh rest upon you. Write me. You can write me. Write Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, South Carolina, 29718. You write, send a gift and an offering unto the labor of this ministry. And you that will do that, I will send you a book. I have a profound book. It will bless you. It's entitled, Come Out of Her, My People, by Dr. Kostner. It's a profound book. It will enrich you and bring great strength of understanding to this name of Almighty Yahweh. Write me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. You that were right? Send a generous gift now. These books cost quite a bit, so we need enough to package the book and to send you that book. Send a generous gift for the book. It is called Come Out of Her, My People. You that will call me tonight, area code 843-658-6222. You can call now. Anytime during the broadcast, you can call. You leave your name, your telephone number, your address, and also your zip code, and we will send you out a message concerning the salvation of Yahweh, and it will show you how we are truly saved. You must go back to the old covenant, the testament, and see how Yahweh saved. Who saves? You must understand that. We can't even come unto the Son unless the Father draw us unto the Son. And He's not drawing men unto the Son. He's leaving them to their pagan rituals and their pagan ways. That is what He is doing. You're not going to blaspheme the name of Yahweh and reject His name, deny it, ostracize it. He's not going to allow you to do this. So don't tell me what Shaitan doesn't possess on this earth, what he cannot do. He can. Just like the magicians when Moshe went down and he cast down his serpents, his staff became a serpent, he cast down those, theirs. Is it another trickery? He's given us power to tread upon serpents. All powers of the devil. We don't even fear that. I don't fear the devil. No, not one bit at all. He has no power, no authority over the saints of Yahweh. None whatsoever. We're free. We're made free. This trust that is going on today, this repentance and repentance and repentance, is just, it is the birth of the mother, the whore. That's all she does. She feeds them their pagan wafers and that pagan tradition she has. It's a constant cycle. They got to go to confessions. Same thing. In these whorehouses or daughters, they have their gatherings. They have their revivals. Yet, there's no strength at all produced from it. Why? Because they must go back to the same process again. Just like the house of prayer, that Jezebel whorehouse, they baptize once every year. Same old ritual. Just like this whore, the Catholic Church, they got to be laid hands on, demons cast out, spirits cast out, every time they come together. That's not of Yahweh. Not so. May Yahweh bless you tonight. You that have internet, you can go online and go to our website, www.YahwehSword, YahwehSword, YahwehSword.org, and you can type, you can listen to any message we have, but yet we have some profound truth on salvation, and it will bless you. May Yahweh bless you tonight. May His strength, His peace rest upon you. His anointing fill your heart. Do we hear from you, my friend? Right, Pastor Robert, let us hear from you. May the shalom of Yahweh bless you mightily. And from all the saints here at Victory, we say to you all, our friends, our listeners, you that support the ministry, we bless you all. Bless you, Brother Dean there in Forreston, Illinois. Shalom in Yahshua's name. Yahweh bless you. Shalom.